This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Modern Ag Alliance. I'm Mark Magnuson. USDA will release the Prospective Plantings Report on March 31st and will give the first glimpse into what to expect for acreage numbers this planting season. We will hear more from USDA grains and oilseed analyst Aaron Ates next.
Our farmers feed us all. For generations, they've done what's best for the land. So why is the litigation industry threatening Iowa farmers' go-to crop protection tool? Without glyphosate-based herbicides, crop yields will drop, costs will soar, and we'll all see even higher grocery bills. Farmers need to be supported, not controlled. To keep glyphosate available in our state, go to TakeControlIowa.com. Paid for by Modern Ag Alliance in support of Iowa farmers.
The ag industry expectation is that there will be a shift of acres from soybeans to corn in 2025. However, USDA grains and oilseed analyst Aaron Ates says yields are expected to be on the rise for soybeans in 2025.
We do project an increase in yields to 52.5 bushels an acre. This lifts our production forecast, and when combined with the higher carry-in from 24-25, ultimately lifts our supply estimate by 40 million bushels in 25-26.
The increase in yields, in addition to an expected record soybean crop from Brazil, should raise world supplies and put downward pressure on soybean prices. This is expected to facilitate demand for U.S. soybeans globally, says Ates.
We have exports for soybeans up 40 million bushels year over year for 25-26.
He says bean crush is expected to increase year over year as well, with the demand for soy oil also up.
We do anticipate that soybean oil prices will remain competitive with alternative oils like canola oil that's typically imported from Canada.
Ates expands on the outlook for soy oil in 2025.
On our soybean oil balance sheet, projected output is up just over half a billion pounds to 29.2 billion. This reduces our need to rely on foreign supplies to satisfy any demand, but ultimately lifts our supply levels in 25-26. The majority of this is allocated to biodiesel production here in the U.S., with the rest allocated to exports. There is an expectation that global vegetable oil supplies will rebound in 25-26, but there are other major vegetable oil producers like Indonesia and Brazil that are also expected to divert some of their soybean oil to production of biofuels to satisfy domestic mandates.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.